You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's time for commentator Brian O'Nunoyne. Today, our resident Irishman Globetrotter gives us his version of A Lonely Planet Guide to the Middle East Metropolis, Dubai.
And a very good morning to you all. I don't know if I mentioned this, but a few years ago I spent some time living in the Middle East, in the United Arab Emirates to be precise, or the UAE, which is in the Persian Gulf next door to Saudi Arabia. And while it's not as strict as Saudi Arabia, it's not exactly a liberal democracy either. Granted, relative to the more hardline Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates can appear to be a bit more liberal, especially in the commercial capital of Dubai, often referred to as the Hong Kong of the Middle East. In Saudi, for example, women are not allowed to drive, whereas in the UAE, while it may be frowned upon for the local females to be seen behind the wheel of a car, it's not illegal, and all non-local women, that is, foreign employees, can drive as long as they have a licence. So, while there are certain fewer restrictions on women and on things like the sale of alcohol, these tolerances of Western lifestyle help to lure and retain the foreign or expatriate workforce that's critical to the running of the Emirates. Well over 80% of the population of that country is accounted for by people who are not indigenous to the country. You can make good money while you're there, if you're in the right job, and you'll be treated fairly well if you're from the West and if you're white. If you're from India, Pakistan, the Philippines or China, well, apparently you're not quite worthy of the same respect. Unless, of course, you just happen to look Indian or Pakistani, but you do have an American or European passport. Ah, well, no, why didn't you say that in the first place to the police officer or the hotel manager or the shop assistant who was up until now treating you as if you were a second-class citizen, which of course you are most certainly, albeit unofficially, up until the point where you flashed your Western passport. All the while you know that there's a burning resentment or a thinly disguised jealousy at the fact that you hold an American or European passport, but you don't look like them. In other words, you're not white. Don't get me wrong, it's a lovely place for a holiday. Dubai has the tallest building in the world. And if you like gold and shopping, you'll have a great time there. If you like flash jewellery and rampant consumerism, you'll be dead chuffed that you picked Dubai for a holiday. But while you're there, try not to let the political agitators upset your holiday in the sun. Now, don't worry. They are being deported, these local people, Emiratis, who've had the gall, the audacity, the nerve to suggest that some form of democracy ought to be introduced. Oh, it was bad enough that outsiders, interfering busybodies, were calling for an end to the benign dictatorship of the royal family. Shock! Horror! Now people from within are poisoning this charmed world of rampant, unbridled capitalism run by a royal family with their talk of freedom, democracy and elections. They're all being deported. Fortunately, the government of the Emirates can afford to buy passports for places like the Comoros Islands, and then they simply pack these dissidents off to a country that they've never set foot in, and they forbid them to return to the land of their birth, the land of their friends, the land of their family ever again. Ah, thanks be to God and this blessed divine mother that the poor, hard-working Western workers and the tourists living out there will never have to see it on the telly, since thankfully the government also controls the broadcasting networks. Have a lovely day. Bye now.
That was commentator Brian O'Nunoyne, who teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at LSUS and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian O'Nunoyne every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.